Oh, I know what I wanted to tell you. When, you know, when you talk about people having gardens and cows and, you know, there were other people who had cows too, but not on Curtis that I remember. A lot of people had chickens or ducks, something like that. But, you know, you had to be self-sufficient because you couldn't go to the store every day or even every other day because the only store that was the closest store was up on Howard and Hastings, which is Capitol Hill at the end of the streetcar line. The end of the streetcar line was at Ellesmere, which was one block past. Well, there was a man named Jabsley there, and he had a little store, and I'll bet it wasn't any bigger than, you know, from here over. You know, you talk about throwing a cat. You couldn't throw a cat around there because it was packed from the floor to the ceiling. Every space was used. And people could go in there and help themselves or pick up what they wanted. You know, like my mom didn't speak English, and he didn't always know what she wanted. So she would pick up what she wanted. And I was just little. My mom had to pack me up there because I couldn't walk all that way. And then she had to pack me back.
Along with the groceries.
Along with the groceries. So she used to say, yes, I had you under one arm and my groceries under the other arm. Can you imagine?
Wow.
Anybody doing that today? Anyway, she did that, and she wasn't the only one. But down the street, now there's Howard, then Ellesmere, and then Holdham. And at the southwest corner of Holdham and Hastings, there was a little garage there. The fellow sold gas. I don't know if he fixed cars, or maybe he did a little bit of it. I don't remember. But he also had a taxi service. And he had two cars. And he had one. It was probably an old Ford. I just remember it was an old black car he had. And it was closed in. Not closed in. It had windows. But then he had another one, which was a Rumble Street car, a Rumble Seat car. And this was red leather. And if we were really, really lucky, we got to ride in that. He would take that out and we could ride in the Rumble Seat. Now that was special. And this fellow, he was an older fellow, and he closed at 9 o'clock. He did not take those cars out when it was dark, and he didn't take them out, you know, when it was snowing or anything like that. He was very careful. And he would drive us from his place to our place for 25 cents.
Oh.
That was a lot of money. And he he was a little old driver, so lively and quick. Henderson was his name. And he was just great. And he was short. And she was very tall and slender. And they were just a very, very nice couple. But he would take people. My mom did not use that taxi very often. It was used if we came home on the streetcar from Vancouver, and we'd been in Vancouver somewhere, my mom and dad and I. It was basically the family, and if it was getting late, we would take that taxi. But we didn't take a taxi very often. And I remember Maureen said something about that they would get the taxi to come and pick them up. Now, I don't remember anything about that.
Hmm.
I don't remember that. That the taxi never came to pick us up, I know that. But whether he came and picked people up, I don't have any idea. But I do know that he was our lifesaver when we absolutely had to have
yes.
something. But you had to be there before he closed or you didn't get it. And the other thing was, in our mail, It was down on Spurling, off Hastings, close to where Francis Street comes in now. And it was owned, or not owned, but I don't know, maybe the building was owned by Dow, and that was the Mr. and Mrs. Dow owned that. And he was tall and kind of cranky, I remember. She was very nice, but he was kind of cranky. Didn't stand for any nonsense. He could be very nice, too, but he was kind of cranky. But anyway, that was quite the thing. But this streetcar, we used to walk up there, and I don't know whether you know very much about that streetcar.
Not a lot.
Do you know? Well, it went to Boundary Road, and then it turned around, but it didn't turn around. It backed into the hillside there on Boundary, and then the conductor took his fare box and whatever else he needed and took it to the other end of the car and drove it out, went back that way. So it went two ways.
Okay.
And then on the inside, the seats, they were like wicker, woven wicker. And they were, that's the best I can describe it. And they looked to me like they were varnished or something. And there was a handle on the top on the aisle side. And you could move the back of this seat forward to one side or the other. So you could face backward or you could face forward, depending on which way you wanted to move this thing. But mostly, I think, when people were going to town, they moved it so that they were facing town, and when they were going home, they turned it the other way. And when you wanted to get off, conductor would call the streets. So there was a conductor on there as well as a driver. And the conductor, when you told him you wanted to get off, he would reach up and pull the line above his head that was attached to the ceiling, and it would ring, and the fellow at the front would know, the driver would know, and he would let you off, he'd stop. But you always got off at the front, whichever end was the front. I don't ever remember getting off at the back. We may have, but I don't remember that. There is an interurban car at the Heritage Village.
Oh, I haven't been there yet, yes.
And that is similar to it, but it is not the car. It's too bad they don't have that car, because that would be something really great. And this was named the Toonerville Trolley.
Okay.
And I asked somebody at one meeting I went to how it got that name, and she said apparently there was a cartoon that had a car like that, and it was called the Toonerville Trolley, and so they named this one that.
Really?
But we always referred to it as the Toonerville Trolley. And then coming from Vancouver, the number 14, Hastings East, it was called. And it was, when we got new cars there, boy, I tell you, they were like snakes and caterpillars. They were just the most marvelous cars, because they were so modern as far as we were concerned. But they had the electrical above on the road. The Toonerville Trolley ran on the south side of Hastings, but these from Vancouver, they ran in the middle of Hastings.
Oh, okay.
And they backed into this hillside too. And then they turn around and go back the other way. So we got off there. Now, in the 1940s, and I'm not exactly sure when, but I started high school in 1945, and there was a fellow by the name of Neville, and he decided he wanted to start a bus company. He had some buses. So he wanted to start a bus company, so that the people, you know, from that Toonerville Trolley at the end there, all the way out to Burnaby, and And down Government Road, all the way over to North Road, there was no transportation there at all.
Mm-hmm.
So he wanted to get some transportation there. So he started with this bus company. And they allowed him to run this bus, but he could only pick up people from Boundary to Ellesmere for the line. He couldn't let anybody off because they had to use the Toonerville trolley. But on that, and on the way back to Vancouver, he couldn't pick up anybody between Ellesmere and Kootenay, or Boundary at that time. But he did a fantastic business. And if it hadn't been for him, a lot of us would have been walking up to Capitol Hill to go to high school.
Oh.
Because that first year when I went to high school, high school was at Rosser Avenue School, what is now Rosser Avenue School, and that was Burnaby North High School. And so everybody went to Burnaby North. Well, that year that I started grade 9, they were building another high school. It's not there any longer, but it was on the grounds next to Confederation there at the corner of Albert and Willingdon. And that was a brand new modern building, you know. I don't know whether Rosser had been an elementary school before that, but it was certainly a high school at that time. Gilmore School was there as an elementary school, so maybe Rosser was the high school. It wasn't called Rosser when I went. But in grade 9, we went there until Christmas time, and then we moved kit and caboodle into the new high school. And that was a drastic, drastic change. We had all these desks that were on runners, and we had the oiled floors, and just, you know, it was the old-time school. And then we moved into this, and I can remember going in the north entrance there, and this door opened. We had windows in the doors, and we looked down the hall, and we could actually see to the end of the hall. It was so light. There was tile on the floor, the light-colored walls. And then, you know, we got into the classrooms, and there were marvelous windows in there, you know, and chalkboards, and, oh, it was special.
Oh, that sounds great. And you got to go to school by bus.
Yes, and the bus went on Spurling, I think. I think we had to walk to Spurling. But, you know, all of us kids took it. And there were also on that, there was a Catholic school up on, well, it's still there. What's it called? It was a high or a tower there, too, for seniors. But there's a high school or an elementary school was there. And these little kids, they got on the bus. And they were coming, like, from Hastings.
Mm-hmm.
And they would have to walk all the way up there, too.
Yeah.
But the thing was, too, that the dividing line for Capitol Hill School and Spurling School was between, like, all the people on Curtis, both sides, went to Spurling, and all the people on Union went to Capitol Hill. So that was sort of the dividing line.
Mm.
And we also had on the corner of Spurling and Curtis. Curtis didn't go through. Went to Spurling, and then there was a bit of a trail. And if you went up that trail, there was a sort of another trail, and that became Grove Avenue. And there was tomato greenhouses in there. And I think there were Chinese people that owned that area and had the greenhouse. And we used to pick tomatoes for them, you know. That was sort of our, besides berries and what have you. And then that street wasn't through. But if you went through, you ended up at Holdham. And then the other street there was Parker. So when they finally put that through, they left it as Parker all the way to Boundary Road, and Curtis was all the way from Burnaby Mountain to Holdham. So it's Curtis on one side and Parker on the other.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. They never changed it, which, I think if they'd have changed it to Curtis, we'd have been upset. But they also changed the 100 blocks at that time, because when our original address was 7100.
Okay.
And now it's 73.
Yes.
So they changed the number. But yes, now they have lots of other things down in there now, with the high school and
yes,
so many
things
other things.
Changing. Well, Raiden, thank you so much. This has just been wonderful. Thank you. I just really appreciate the time that you've taken.
I think we've jumped all over the place.
Well, that's all right. So
you'll have to take it apart. And
no, that's fine. So I'm going to stop the interview now. Thank you very much.